Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
Addiction can ruin a family and constant relapses can be devastating. However, there is help. The name, ARCA. Assisted Recovery Centers of America. Its owner, Percy Menzies, at one point had a very lucrative career and walked away from it. Why? Because ARCA is his calling. 314-645-6840 and there are two locations, one in South County and one in West County. ARCA combines non-addictive and anti-craving medications along with outpatient counseling for amazing results. A 90% success rate. These medications are non-addictive and they effectively block the addiction cravings. Simply put, when you use these medications along with counseling, the urge to use is completely eliminated. Somebody in your family or somebody you know needs ARCA. 314-645-6840. You could save their life. Call ARCA or find out more online at arcamidwest.com.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
Target Talk St. Louis, every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.
Pinions Play House is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM. Sorry.
And we're full of chips and we think lots of
beef jerky, now nearly rectum free.
I don't like rectum free jerky. I like it when they leave the rectum in it.
Oh, yeah. That's the spice.
You bet. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, oh my goodness, you know what this is?
What?
Thursday the
13th.
Welcome to this edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. I just can't say enough about this product. I had my doubts a little bit, even though I saw it. I saw the pictures and video. I thought, it looks good. But sometimes things just, you know, it's like when those slick guys demonstrate something at those shows and they got a little kiosk, and you go home and you try to do it, not the same.
Hey!
Well, guess what? This product is every bit as good as every picture, video, testimonial that I saw or heard. It's called Gutter Helmet. We'll talk more after we tell you who we are. Wearing his powder blue Cardinal jersey.
82,
that's a,
buddy.
That's a good looking one. That is a good looking one. It's Eon the Peon. He's our control board operator. Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to retire and have $25,000 or more saved up, we would like you to call Mark and Jason. And they can cover all
it
your
sounded
different...
sounded like you said Merck. Merck and Jason.
Merck and Jason?
Sounded Merck a little bit like that.
I don't know why I would have said that.
You probably
Mark
didn't.
And Jason.
There you go.
Okay. But they can cover all your different investment options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tina Dalpiez.
I have red on.
Has red on. And something kind of sad that happened with Tina today. I'll explain it later after we, you know, finished the round of introductions and talk about the advertiser. For now, I'll just let Tina say hi to you. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
There you go. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody. Go Cardinals.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. You're the best, Hebe. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy has a message for the players on the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team, if they want to play well, 2 hours before the game?
What?
Load up on what?
Cheese.
Load up on cheese.
Oh.
Now, I've heard carbs.
Yeah.
But I've not
never heard the cheese thing before.
You know what I bet it is? Blocked up, because you don't want to have any accidents.
Blocks all your energy up, and you can...
Well, you don't want to have the, you know... The you want the runs, but you want them on the scoreboard.
Okay? Yes. Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's talking about. Would you please give it up for Bruce Empress and the All-Boy Orchestra?
Yeah. Okay, so what if there's a batter, and he's up the bat, and the catcher cuts one really loud, and it's... And the pitch comes and the batter misses it because he was
I don't think he'd hear it because of the noise level in the stadium.
Yeah, the smell might get you.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think he'd
That's
hear
a good
it.
Good distraction.
And they've done that before. And
Can I ask a dumb
goalies
baseball
have
question?
Done that before.
Sure.
Let me ask a dumb question because I am dumb about a lot of sports.
All right.
When the catcher is giving the signals to the pitcher, the
right.
fingers like fastball, curveball, and the pitcher goes, no, you know, no, no, no. What's the point? I mean, why doesn't he just throw what he wants to throw? If he's got the option of going, nah, I don't want to throw that
one. Well, the calls come from Tony in the dugout.
Right, I knew that.
And so, but sometimes the pitcher just feels, no, I want to do my pitch. You know, Mott did that last night. He shook off, I think it was the last pitch.
Yeah,
they didn't want him to throw a fastball. And Jason was just like, no, I'm going to throw my fastball as fast as I can. Let him try to hit it.
But it's also to help the catcher, so the catcher knows what kind of pitch he's going to throw. So he knows if he's throwing a curveball down low, that he's going to have to be prepared to dig it out of the dirt or block it or something like that.
And sometimes the pitcher feels his pitch is better on certain days. Certain pitches are better.
Okay, that makes sense. What's amazing to me, though, is that anybody could throw a ball that far and that hard and have it even hit within an area the size of a car. I mean, I don't see how they do that.
He didn't throw a fastball under 97 last night.
No, he
it
didn't.
Was great.
And
I
to
mean,
be
he
accurate.
Was just...
And how does your arm, forget a career of 15, 20 years, how about after one game, your arm's just not gone? I mean, that is a tremendous
Oh, they iced
amount.
Up and everything after the game. Mm-hmm. The ice bags on your shoulder.
I went to a batting cage one time, and I had them put it on that, you know, pro athlete
yes.
setting.
90?
I just stood there and watched them.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't even begin to hit it.
I mean, because I've done that before, too, and I start trying to swing even before the ball has even come out of the machine yet, and just
and
trying
still,
to get ready.
Yeah, you're still too late. It's really insane. What they're able to do is... I certainly really don't understand it, but I don't think a lot of people do. And I have had the opportunity, even the non-sports guy that I am, to stand out in Busch Stadium. And when you stand there, you start to realize, hey, it's a lot further than I thought it was. You know, from here to whatever.
Running the bases.
Yeah, running the bases or to stand on the mound to throw. So, yeah, they...
There's a reason there's only...
There's a reason they get paid what they get paid.
There's only 1,000 of them, maybe, playing professional in the United States. It's a very small percentage.
I called it last night. As you remember, I said they will win, and I'm going to go ahead and call it again tonight. They'll win, and then they'll win Friday. Well, they play Friday,
Yeah, Friday. They'll play Friday, and if
that's
they win
it.
Tonight...
Well, that's it. That's it. They win. They're done. That's the end of it. I'll go ahead and just call that now. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Gutter Helmet is a... It's just what you think it would... It's a gutter... product that's designed to keep stuff out of the gutters, except for one thing that's supposed to go in there, and that's water. That's what gutters are for, is water. Now, I guess there are places where you could live where you'd never have anything in your gutters. Let's say you're out where there are no trees.
Mm-hmm. New subdivision, maybe.
Well, or parts of the country, but maybe where there's no sand, you're not in the desert. There probably is such a place, but, man, I don't know where it is, and it's sure not around here anywhere. And even though you may not live in the woods like I do, I've got the worst-case scenario. I mean, we are in Sherwood Forest, the thick of the jungle. But if you're in a new subdivision and just little saplings, new trees, you'd be amazed at still what is able to end up in those gutters.
And the roof stuff. Mine always gets all that gravelly from the roof.
Yeah, whatever that is that those shingles are covered with.
Yeah, and it just lines the bottom of it.
Globs up in there and piles up in there. You can put an end to all that stuff with Gutter Helmet. We did. We've had it on now for, I guess, it's been 4 or 5 months. And to say that we're not disappointed is an understatement. it was a little more expensive for us just because we had to have the gutters replaced too. You know, you can have gutter helmet put on your existing gutters, or they'll do what's called the gold package, where they rip off the old gutters, put up new gutters. We have beautiful new gutters. We have gutter helmet. And I was impressed with, I think of goofy things most people don't think of. When somebody does work like that around the house, the first thing I think of when they're finished is, I wonder if there's a nail or a screw in my driveway that's going to give me a flat tire. Seriously, I do, because I've had that happen over the years on a couple of occasions. No, there wasn't one piece. There was no evidence. The only evidence anybody was there, that Doug and Matt and, you know, Scott and the guys that worked on the project were there, was that I had beautiful new gutters and gutter helmet. It's an amazing product. And if you talk to other salespeople who represent other gutter products, they talk a really good game, and they're going to make it sound like theirs is as good, maybe better. Why, we don't cost as much as gutter helmet. Why would you spend that money? Well, you know what? It may be a little more expensive than the junk that doesn't do anything. But what do you want? You want junk that doesn't do anything that you didn't pay a whole lot of money for, or a product that you got your money's worth when you paid for it? That would be Gutter Helmet. There's a local website I would love for you to go to, and that's mygutterhelmet.com. And the reason I say we want you to go to the local site is, and when people advertise and they spend money, they like to track, and they like to get an idea of whether or not people are responding. If you go to the National Gutter Helmet website, the local folks won't have, they don't have a clue. They don't know, you know, whether we're generating any lookers or not. And we never pressure here. You have every right to say, that's not the product for me, or maybe not this year, maybe next year, but at least take a look at it if you would. I would appreciate it, and I think your reaction is going to be the same as ours has been. One of the smartest things we ever did to our house. Gutter Helmet, mygutterhelmet.com. And yes, they have a jingle.
Never clean your gutters again. You bet, call 8776 Helmet.
Now, before we get on with the show, I would like to mention something that I think is one of those great ideas that you should be aware of, and you can, at your leisure, take a closer look at it. There's a outfit called Special Spaces St. Louis, and what they do is they go in and they do makeovers to kids' bedrooms who have life-threatening illnesses. You know what Make-A-Wish is, and you know, I have to tell you something. One of the things in life that seems to be the most unfair to me is when a little kid is really sick. You know, you haven't lived long enough to be a jerk, to cheat people. You didn't live to become a Bernie Madoff. You're just a little kid, and you're diagnosed with cancer, or it doesn't seem right. So I also think that a lot of times when you do the kind of thing I'm about to tell you about, it's as much for the parents as it is for the kids, because parents, the most painful thing a parent can go through is watching the kids suffer. I think the parent is in more pain than the kid. So Construction Concepts Corporation, you've heard us talk about them before, terrific construction company, is teamed up with Special Spaces St. Louis. They have already done, Special Spaces since 2004, has already gone in and completely redone the bedrooms of over 90 homes for kids with no cost to the family. Now, let's say a little kid loves fire trucks, and you've seen these bedrooms. They'll go in and they'll find or build a bed that looks like a fire truck, and there'll be a pole in the room, and the walls will be all painted with a mural of some sort of fire plugs and a Dalmatian, and they turn it into, and just take any, say, the race, a kid likes racing or cars, they can do a NASCAR type room for the kid, and they've done over 90 of these. And so they do the makeover to make this kid's life, whatever child it is, the life more comfortable, give them a place to play and to rest, and kind of take their mind off of the crap that they have to go through at such a young age. 80% of the rooms are completed right on site, including the building of the furniture and the creation of the window treatments. Think about that. 80% of it, bedding, pillows, made right there at the home, by the people who put all this together. And they talk to the parents, they talk to the kids, they find out what the kids like, what they don't like, favorite colors, favorite cartoon characters maybe, special features, to just make sure that this room is a great safe haven and escape for the kid. Now, Construction Concepts Corporation is going to be doing two rooms here real soon. One's in Collinsville for a 5-year-old boy, and one's in Edwardsville for a 2-year-old girl. Project date for both rooms is October 29th, so we're getting pretty close there. And they're looking to raise the money to sponsor both of the rooms. Average cost, this will surprise you. What do you think the average cost of a sponsored room is? Just hard cost. Construction Concepts gives the labor to really do a slick bedroom for a kid. What do you think the average cost is?
$3,000.
I was going to say $5,000.
You know what? Very good, Pian and Tina. $2,500. Mm. That's not a lot, really, mm-mm, if you think about it. And they need donations just to pay for paint, furniture, fabric, lumber, that kind of thing. As I said, Construction Concepts Corporation donates all the labor for these two jobs. And Special Spaces St. Louis relies completely on donations from their contributors. And each donation you make is, of course, a tax-deductible contribution. If you would like, and I would love it if you would just at least go check this out online, it's specialspacesstl.org. That's specialspacesstl.org. Or you can just Google Special Spaces St. Louis if you, you know, forget the rest. So that's it. You know, I salute to Construction Concepts Corporation for their part in this and to Special Spaces. And good for you. 90 bedrooms done already by Special Spaces. Somebody sent me a YouTube video, emailed it to me, of a guy named John Panette. And when I mentioned it to Peon, he knew all about this guy. Now, how I missed this guy, I don't know. And Peon, you say he's been around a long time.
Yeah, I want to say early to mid-90s.
Oh, my goodness. So the video I watched was maybe 10, 15 years old. He's a great, big, heavy-set comedian. Have you ever heard of him? John Panette? Dan? John
I
Panette?
Have, yeah. I've heard the name.
It's hilarious. He is. Did I send you Peon the video?
Yes.
Okay, we'll have that on the Facebook page too. He's kind of like Louis Anderson. He's a guy who his whole routine is talking about how fat he is. And I've always said that a really heavy person, they're probably not real happy, and they talk about fat and jolly. Not really jolly, but a lot of them deal with it by having fun with it and kind of making fun of themselves. And this guy does a couple of things in this comedy routine that is just, it's hysterical. He's talked about going to buffets, and I mean, it's very funny. So John Panette is his name. You can check out the video on our Facebook page. And once again, folks, now would be the time to get your tickets. They're going to go fast to see the Lennon Brothers down in Branson. I hope I'm not too late to get in on the Lennon Brothers and their singing. The Korn video. What time do you think that'll be up?
It's already up.
It is already up. Look at that.
Wow.
Been up for a half
now,
hour.
Tina saw it. Tina, is that not one of the most amazing simple things
it was amazing
you have ever
simple.
Seen? Yes. This old guy will show you how to take an ear of corn and take that corn on the cob away from the shucks and the silk, and there's not one speck of it left. No brushes, no picking, no ripping. It's pretty incredible to watch. So that's on our Facebook page, too. The corn, what do you call that? Shucking corn?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But there's not really any shucking involved. Wait till you see how simple this is and how effective it is. The most pirated movie of all time is Avatar. I don't know. I've never even wanted to take a camcorder into a movie theater and sit there and try to... Who'd want to watch that quality?
Well, it's not just that anymore. It's people get a hold of those screeners that get sent out before movies are sent, so sometimes those are even out there, too.
It's Avatar first, then The Dark Knight, then Transformers, Inception, The Hangover, Star Trek. I've never heard... Is this a movie? Kick-Ass? Is that a movie?
Yeah.
The Departed, The Incredible Hulk, and Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Those are the most pirated movies. How about this guy in Florida? 26-count indictment for hacking into the emails and cell phones. There's hacking right there.
Yeah.
And emails of these celebrities, including Mila, is her name Mila Kunis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Christina Aguilera, Scarlett Johansson. And then he distributed their private images, emails, texts to other people. How did these geniuses figure this out? I wouldn't even know how to send an email to Scarlett Johansson. If I just wanted to send her a message, I don't even think I'd be able to figure it out. Yet they know how to retrieve. And they said this guy would get women's magazines, anything that had any articles on them, and he just studied everything he could read
if
about them.
If they mentioned a pet or anything?
Yes, and he would figure out their passwords.
He knows that, you know, what people generally use for their passwords.
But you got to sit
He said that he was obsessed with it.
And take, let's say, Scarlett Johansson. All right, now you have read everything you read about her. You have looked at every picture. You know, like Peon said, her pets' names, every boyfriend. And he literally sits there and picks through and tries passwords. But even if I had a password, I wouldn't know how to go about. How do I get to her?
Well, then he said once he got into somebody's email, they'd have other celebrities on their contact list, and it would have all those email addresses. So he could go from there and,
Well, he's in some huge trouble.
That's how those Scarlett Johansson nude pictures got out.
I wouldn't know about that.
I can't go for that.
I don't look at stuff like that. And then...
I do.
How are we doing on time here? Let me see. Yeah, I got time for this. This is Dear Carolyn. We've talked about this before. Post-Dispatch. It's a syndicated columnist like Dear Abby. Now listen to this letter to Carolyn. Dear Carolyn, my boyfriend of 6 months is looking for a new roommate and has offered the room to a young woman who has just broken up with her boyfriend. Now let me go back and repeat this. The girl who is writing to Carolyn is upset and worried because her boyfriend is taking in a new roommate, and it's a young woman who just broke up with her boyfriend. She says, I am a complete believer that men and women can be just friends, and my boyfriend has earned my trust. Let me stop right there. Idiot! Okay. Yet I find myself already exhausted at the idea of keeping my own insecurities in check. I don't want to prejudge this woman or make my boyfriend feel like I don't trust him. So should I put the kibosh on my irrational worries unless something actually fishy goes on? Boyfriend's new roommate. Let me clue this chick in about something. First of all, go back to the Billy Crystal movie with Meg Ryan. All right, what was it called?
When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, yeah. Listen to his speech, because he's absolutely right. Men and women cannot be just friends if they're the least bit attractive. Not going to happen. The guy's pretending that he's your friend. He wants in
Dan
your
and
pants.
I are friends.
No. I said reasonably attractive. Okay, that leaves Dan out.
No.
He wants to get some. I'm just telling you, ladies, it's a fact. My wife and I have had this discussion. She just doesn't seem to get it. I try to tell her, no, every real heterosexual guy, if you are attractive at all, it works with you, lives next door, whatever, yeah, put on the good act about pretending just be your buddy. Hey, I'm here for you if you need anything. Nah, that's not the way it works. And the other thing is, should I be worried? It's almost like she's writing saying she feels guilty for being worried. Yeah, in fact, you should probably just go ahead and find yourself a new boyfriend, because my guess is if this chick's decent looking at all, there's going to be that moment where, hey, they're roommates. And they'll do that like they accidentally stepped out of the shower in the towel.
Yeah.
They got their little tricks.
Mm-hmm.
They got their little tricks. Get out now while the getting's good. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Can you imagine any girlfriend being okay with her boyfriend saying, I got another roommate now. You know, that guy that was living there is gone. I got this young chick. She just broke up with her boyfriend. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, they should be able to
trust. Yeah, that's fine. I trust you.
No, I think they should. She should be able to trust them if there's nothing going on.
I'll dedicate this joke to Dr. Doug, one of the great animal jokes. It won't take long. It's a quick one. A skunk, a duck, and a giraffe go into a bar before the Cardinal game. They're going to watch the game.
A skunk.
A skunk, a duck, and a giraffe.
A duck and a giraffe.
Walk into a bar, and they have some drinks. And then comes time for the bartender to give him the tab, and he hands it to the skunk. And the skunk says, oh, no, no, wait a second. I can't pay for this. I've only got 1 cent, and it's bad. So the bartender hands it to the duck, and the duck says, no. Look, I got a bill. I got 1 bill. I'm afraid that's not going to cover it. So he hands the bill to the giraffe. Giraffe says, okay, I guess the high balls are on me.
Traffic is sponsored by John Beal Roofing, and here's Mike Priest with your Golden Oakland in traffic. Mike?
Going west on 40, we've got delays from Grand to McCausland, also slow from McKnight to Mason, and tied up from 340 to the Boone Bridge. On the eastbound side, backed up from McKnight to Big Bend, also have delays between 340 and Mason. 44 eastbound, still recovering from an earlier crash. Delays from the bridge to Jamison. Westbound's backed up from the Moraz overpass to Bowles. Taking a look at 70 eastbound, we've got some delays from Earth City Expressway to just past 270 with debris in the center lane. Crews are also doing some sort of a washdown in that area, working to clear everything out. Westbound on 70, got delays from 94 to T.R. Hughes, also slow from Route A to Wentzville Parkway. Traffic sponsored by the St. Louis Bread Company. Try the new roasted turkey artichoke panini from St. Louis Bread Company with thick sliced turkey, a creamy artichoke, Parmesan spread, red peppers, and baby spinach, all grilled on fresh Asiago focaccia. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Mike Priest on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila and the Big 550 KTRS.
For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
Oh no.
What?
I just got the power bill. It's way too high.
Great.
I wish we would have gotten new windows before winter hit.
Yeah, you mean back when FM Exteriors had the special on window installation for just $99?
Yep.
Don't let this be you in a few months. Now is the perfect time to improve the energy efficiency of your home. FM Exteriors, your local roofing experts, installs windows, and FM's low prices and awesome lifetime warranty are hard to beat. Right now, FM Exteriors is offering window installation for your entire home for just $99. Whether you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home, FM's custom-made windows provide energy savings and reduced maintenance. Call FM Exteriors today in Missouri. Call 314-632-6723. And in Illinois, the number is 618-628-1984. Or go to FMRoofingExteriors.com.
For peace of mind, call FM Roofing.
St. Louis Closet Company has a fall special, and if you've been interested about getting a new closet, you need to call St. Louis Closet Company. Hi, everybody. McGraw and Millhaven here. For a free estimate, 314-781-9000. That's right. You heard me correctly. It's 100% free to have one of their designers to come out to your home, take their measurements, draw up the designs, and give you an estimate on your closet. Most estimates take about an hour from the time the designer arrives to when you have an estimate in your hand. It took us about an hour. St. Louis Closet Company designers will come in days, nights, weekends, when it's convenient for you. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000, and set up your free in-home estimate. Now, you may think that a custom closet from St. Louis Closet Company is out of your price range. Get that out of your mind right now. They can customize the designs for anyone's budget. Now is the time to take advantage of their fall special. 314-781-9000. That's 314-781-9000. St. Louis Closet Company.
You gotta go to Bow Boyfriend Ford. When the best deal is what you're looking for.
Are you ready for a new Ford car or truck? Then get ready for Bow Boykman Ford's Green Tag Sales Event. We put our lowest price on our best sellers. Look for the green tags to find your savings.
You gotta go to Bow.
Go to Bow.
You gotta go to Bow.
Go to Bow.
Bow Boykman Ford.
Every every car and truck is tagged for savings. We're clearing out 2011 and introducing 2012 models. Test drive and compare a 2012 Ford Fusion. Check out Ford Fiesta. It's a gas zipper with 40 highway miles per gallon. Green tag prices show you all the Ford rebates and incentives, plus Bose bottom line discount. It's easy. No hassle, no negotiation. It's our new model year introduction. Look for the green tags and save! Bo Boykman Ford on Manchester Road, just east of Clarkson at the light, or go to Bo.com.
Go to Bo Boykman Ford.
I love watching those home improvement shows, and they always show the homeowner installing hardwood floors. Why? It's inexpensive, the homeowner can do it themselves, and it adds great value to the home. Are you looking to install hardwood floors? Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is the first place to go. Direct from the factory, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. They have three locations, in Manchester, St. Peter's, and in Crestwood. They've got a great selection of colors and styles. If you can dream it, they can get it. Now, have you ever installed a hardwood floor? That's okay. Don't worry. They have installation classes and tool rentals. They'll show you everything you need to know. If you don't want to do it yourself, that's okay. They'll find a qualified installer for you. Either way, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors will save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100 or boardwalkhardwood.com for new hardwood floors direct from the factory. It's Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
We're talking about being at the wrong place at the wrong time. Those people in that hair salon in Seal Beach, California, where that lunatic goes in there and just kills eight people just because his wife was in there. Man, oh man. You know what? I understand snapping and bitter divorces and custody, but why would you take all those other people out? I don't know. We'll never figure it out. But on the lighter side, let's go to another part of California and check in with Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Mr. Price is going to be this weekend at the St. Charles Convention Center, St. Charles Home Show. He'll be speaking every day, doing a seminar. Check it out. You'll learn a lot. ThompsonPrice.com is the website. Here is Mike Evans.
Hello.
You've got mail.
I do have mail. You just told me I had mail.
Mm-hmm. You heard it.
I know. I think it's very loud sometimes.
Well, you know, you can turn that down.
Or you can get rid of all those sounds, too. Do you like them, though?
I don't know. I don't care.
There's a setting, no, seriously, where you can just eliminate them.
I don't care.
Okay.
Every once in a while, isn't that kind of nice to hear something?
All right.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the huge star that was abandoned by his mom when he was 8 years old. Devastated him. Had to go to an orphanage, but he's come all the way back.
Rosie O'Donnell. Lewis.
Russell Crowe. Hugh Jackman. Answer in just a minute.
What was the first name?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Oh, Daniel Day-Lewis. Who
Russell
else?
Russell Crowe.
Okay.
You're not paying attention.
And Hugh Jackman. Yes, I couldn't hear him.
Anyway.
No.
TV review. Do you like reality cop shows?
I like cops, but I don't know about any other ones.
I think you'll like this one. New reality cop show debuts, premiere tonight on A&E. It's really good, called Border Town Laredo. The tiny, violent, drug-infested Texas town that the Mexican drug cartel has been trying to take over for the last 3 years. 3 stars. This is a really good reality cop show. Dr. Conrad Murray trial, well, it's become now just blatantly obvious to everybody here in Southern California and those covering the trial that had Murray just kept his big mouth shut and refused to talk to the police, he probably wouldn't be on trial at all. If Murray just squealed like a pig when he met with a couple of cops during lunch at the Ritz-Carlton, started telling them everything that happened, good and bad, in that room that day that Michael died, no reason to do that. I mean, there's a reason that this country is built on the rights that we have, including having a lawyer that's with you telling you not to answer things. He basically just opened the case up to, for them to come after him. They didn't have enough to arrest him until he started talking. Unbelievable. The case only went till 11:30, actually about noon today, and they're dark tomorrow. No trial tomorrow. Love Nuggets. Main reason Mark Anthony broke up with Jennifer Lopez
is that she finally turned on the light and saw how ugly he is.
Well, he is ugly, isn't he?
Well, he is.
Friends say that Mark Anthony broke up with J-Lo because he was just plain jealous of her success.
Well, that makes sense. I buy it.
Just think if he and Sarah Jessica Parker had kids.
Oh, what would be some kind
of... What if he and Sandra Bernhard had kids?
Oh, don't go there, please. I hear it's all over. I hear Demi Moore is going to file for divorce. It's going to happen rather quickly in the next week or so. And Demi telling friends he's not going to change, and she's tired of being embarrassed by him.
Which means she's available.
There you go. There's nobody single in that room, is there?
Not yet.
In this room? I am.
No, the room across the street,
Tina,
my neighbor.
No, Tina's single.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for Demi, though.
Maybe.
Well, you know,
she's pretty hot. Yeah.
And rich. Yeah. And women kind of are lovey-dovey anyway.
You know what I'm saying? Little lovey-dovey.
Mm-hmm.
Let me
stop and ask Tina a question. If Demi Moore came to town, the whole Ashton's thing, the Kushner thing is over, and she came by the station for an interview, and she really liked you and said, let's go have a drink and have some dinner, and then she kind of put the moves on you and indicated that she'd like to take care of you financially for the rest of your life, would you be even open at all to that?
Sure.
Okay, good answer.
I would too.
Good answer.
She does have girthy fingers.
What? Girthy fingers?
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
What did he say?
No, you know what? Whatever it was, it just ruined the perfect report.
It did.
Yeah.
In fact, I was going to actually submit this for Marconi.
Yeah, not now you're not.
I wouldn't do it anymore. It's tainted.
Not now.
Movie news, Jim Carrey and Steve Carell will co-star in a comedy called Burnt Wonderstone about a old washed-up Las Vegas magician and a new hip Las Vegas magician that takes his place and ruins his life.
I like it already.
I do, too. I think it's going to be hilarious.
This sounds funny.
Javier Bardem is the new villain in the new James Bond movies.
Good one.
Boy, remember him in No Country for Old Men?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
With that air compressor thing he used to carry around with him?
Man, he was scary.
Oh, that was. Ben Stiller is making a new movie. It's called Rent-A-Ghost, a comedy that, well, hell... It is what it says. Ben Stiller's making movies that Don Knotts would make if he was alive. You know what I'm saying?
The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
Yeah. That's ridiculous. Biopic about a genius named Alan Turing, who broke the Nazi code in World War II, created the first really crude computer. It's been green-lighted. The biopic will star Leonardo DiCaprio as Alan Turing. Leonardo loves playing real people, J. Edgar Hoover, Howard Hughes, King Louis XIV, the con artist in Catch Me If You Can. Oh, and he's playing Jay Gatsby, the Great Gatsby.
Oh,
he's shooting that right now.
He's the perfect Gatsby. I'm telling you, this guy's a great actor.
Oh, he's a great actor. You know, you remind me a lot of him.
Well, thank you. A lot of people say that to me.
No, great Gatsby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm joking.
Gatsby?
And finally.
Yeah, that's who Dan reminds everybody of, the great Gatsby.
Yeah.
Hi. Well, this report has just gotten ruined, isn't it?
Yeah. It sure has, Mike.
Straight down.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Frank was so embarrassed by this he didn't even show up tomorrow.
Well, you know what? Now that you've said it, I'm not coming in tomorrow.
Well, see?
There you go.
Thanks a lot, guys.
He called it.
After we all peed on ourselves, I don't blame you.
Yeah. Yep.
Name the name of the huge star who, and now they're talking about urinating and stuff on my report.
Yeah, I know.
Name the name of the huge star that was abandoned by his mother when he was 8 years old, devastated him, orphanage, the whole thing, Daniel Day-Lewis, Russell Crowe, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, man. Tina.
You know, I'm trying to reason it out because I know Hugh Jackman adopted kids, and I was thinking maybe he did that because, but I'm going to go with Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis. Dan, what do you think?
Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
I will say Russell Crowe.
You stupid, ignorant sluts. Hugh Jackman.
Told you.
Mic couldn't see him.
Who got it? Dark haired blonde?
Nobody.
Nobody got it.
She talked herself out of it.
Yeah, I meant to mention this.
Hey, Brew, you got your violin? Can you play like a sad, just something sad on the violin for me?
Listen to this, the saddest thing I've ever seen. Can I talk about your flowers?
Sure.
Tina gets a flower delivery. And, you know, I walked in today, as I always do at 8 a.m. to start preparing hours for the show. And there's a box at the front desk, and it says, Tina, and these beautiful flowers. So she comes in. I said, who sent you the flowers? She said, I did. She sent herself flowers.
I asked her the same thing.
This is the saddest thing I've ever heard. You should never have to send yourself flowers. Why did you do that?
I was having a bad couple of days, and I needed something to pep me up, so I sent myself flowers.
Gentlemen, listen to me.
Wow.
Here's a woman... cute, funny, got some good stories, good mom, nice hoots, in good shape. She should not be sending herself flowers.
I want to see some bouquets coming every couple days for the next month.
I'd say at least once a week, somebody needs to be shooting some flowers over here for Tina. You should never have to buy your own flowers. This is...
poor thing.
This is not right. It's just not right. That's all. I had to address that. We've mentioned the name Mark and Jason for many, many years on this show, and proud to have them as part of the show. I gauge the advertisers by the emails that I get from advertisers and from listeners, rather. And if I were to get, and this has never happened, I've never had about any advertiser even a total of like a dozen negative emails. If that happened, then I'd have to seriously take a look at, you know, what's going on here and how are they treating people and do I want to be a part of the show. I get wonderful emails about Mark and Jason, and I don't want to try to give the impression that I get, you know, 100 a day or 100 a week. It's just not like that. But I do regularly get thank you notes, essentially, from people saying thank you so much for making us aware of... In this case, it would be Mark and Jason. We met with them. We really liked what they had to say. They didn't pressure us, blah, 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 on and on and on. And that's what I like to know. I like that feedback, kind of a report card that we get on the people that we tell you about. And that's really what we do. We tell you about them, and then you have to make the decision as to whether or not you want to continue on to the next step and do business with them. In this case, we're talking about financial advice. If you have $25,000 or more, and there's a reason they have that minimum. If they were to sit down with everybody that had $200, they would be able to stay in business. Their whole week, every week, would be consumed with meeting with people worth $200-$300. So $25,000 is a very reasonable amount of money. You know, if you're of any adult age and have been for any time and have been part of a 401k or pension and profit sharing plan, you might have $25,000 or more to invest. And if you haven't invested somewhere, let them take a look at what you're doing. Ask them what they think. You have an advisor? Well, then let them give you their opinion. It can't hurt. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, two nice guys. You know that two men in a truck? They could have called their financial advice. Two nice guys giving financial advice. You can find them at markandjason.com. That's their website. Everything you need to know is there about them, including the number, and they are with Stiefel Nicholas. Mark and Jason, markandjason.com.
With your Golden Oakland Dean traffic, here's Mike Priest. Mike?
Going west on 70, we've got delays from 170 to St. Charles Rock Road and more backups from Cave Springs to T.R. Hughes and Route A to Wentzville Parkway. A big mess going eastbound. It's going to jam up for you from around the Blanchette Bridge just past 270. Some sort of debris in that area, not sure what it is, but whatever it is, there's a lot of equipment handling it, and they have the two left lanes blocked out, so everyone just squeezing by on the right, really bumper to bumper in that area. Taking 40 on the westbound trip, slowing down from Grand to McCausland, also have delays from McKnight to Mason and 340 to the Boone Bridge. On the eastbound side, backed up from Boone's Crossing to Mason and from McKnight to Big Bend. Also seeing traffic slow on 270 southbound from 70 to Big Bend. Traffic sponsored by Fifth Third Bank. Get something back from your home with Fifth Third Equity Flexline at a low rate. Call 1-866-53-LOANS or go to 53.com. Fifth Third Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Mike Priest on the Big 550 KTRS.
For over 35 years, Bob Brocklin Buick GMC has built a solid customer-first reputation in the St. Louis area. Always a market leader in Buick and GMC sales, now Bob Brocklin is proud to present one of the Midwest's largest selections of pre-owned cars and trucks. Introducing the Bob Brocklin Pre-Owned Supercenter, with vehicles ranging from $3,500 and up. Almost all makes and models are available. If not, then the Brocklin Pre-Owned team will find it for you. View the entire inventory with a click of the mouse at Brocklin.com. That's BROCKLAND.com. Not from St. Louis? Can't make the drive to the dealership? No problem. Bob Brocklin will trailer the pre-owned vehicle of your choice to anywhere in the continental U.S. Buying a pre-owned vehicle just got a lot easier. One of the largest pre-owned vehicle selections in the entire Midwest. And a name you can trust. Bob Brocklin Pre-Owned Supercenter. Just off I-255 at the Highway 157 exit in Cahokia. Or online at Brocklin.com.
Some prefer cremation and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free penchant and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
You should replace your wipers every 6 months. So, get to AutoZone for an all-weather Duralast FlexBlade wiper. And get the second one half off. See store for details.
I think I might have had more fun today than I've ever had in my whole life. I'm not kidding. That's the truth. We are out of here because we're exhausted. You try this for 3 hours. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
From ABC News.